Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Christy, are you responding to Text Roulette? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix.
I am.
Okay, so yeah, what do you think about this parent that sent in the question saying, am I wrong for forcing the son to move into the dorms this year at UWM as a freshman, even though they're quiet and they don't want to?
All right. So probably an unpopular opinion, but I'm a high school teacher. And I think my question would be, why are you waiting to make your son independent when he's 18? What did you do for the first 18 years?
Have you seen that in class where parents are little hover parents?
Oh, for sure. They care mostly about grades. Grades are important, but I see so many kids that have been sheltered, that can't do anything, go anywhere. They go to college and they drop out. They fail out because
Has it been in the last few years because of the pandemic? You know, kids were home and parents would kind of keep an eye on them. Do you feel like it's shifted a little bit, or has it always kind of been this way for you?
This is my 27th year teaching, and I would say it started getting bad about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
So, now, let me ask you this, though.
The pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Do you think they're hovering because of ego or because of fear?
I think it's both. I think that parents have been told, you know, grades,
yeah,
you know, A's, you got to have this. And it's like, you know, if I owned a business, I'd rather have a C student with common sense and independence. And
hey, my son Bones always said C's get degrees, and it's the workforce. It's the workforce that, you know, and your work ethic that you need to really brush up on.
Well, and what would you like to say to parents that are listening right now that maybe are the hover parents in denial? What do you want to say to them to let them understand it's okay to let go a little bit earlier and teach them that independence early on before college?
Yeah, I mean, you let your kids fail. That is my biggest advice. Let your kids fall flat on their face.
And it's
hard. Let them do it on their own. Yeah. And, you know, stop with the video games and oh, we're just going to pacify them and have them be quiet. Well, you know, your kid's not going to make friends. They're not going to know how to fail. They're not going to know how to work in a group. They're not going to know these things. And I see so much of it.
You know, it's interesting because that, just thinking about through the years when our son was growing up, who he just turned 20, not that we ever done parenting, but he's, you know, at that point now where he's an adult officially. I do think about those times as the parent that was available during the day in the afternoon, if like cleats were forgotten or things like that. How quickly with cell phones, it's like, all right, well, I'll drive back home and pick it up so you have it for practice.
Whereas when us Gen Xers forgot our cleats.
Didn't have that kind of stuff.
You just had to deal with it and go, that's never going to happen again. I will never forget those cleats or my uniform. I will never do that again.
Right. And thinking about the times when the pickups couldn't happen, the lessons in that of he had to be the one to say to his coach, I don't have my gear. It's at home.
Yeah.
And deal with that. That it's hard because, like, oh my God, I don't want to put them in a situation where they're going to be, you know, in trouble, so to speak. But yeah, those experiences, as small as they are then, where the stakes aren't that high, is a good learning experience for later.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Christy, right? do you don't see it in all kids, do you?
No. Okay. But, you know, this sounds terrible. And again, it's unpopular, but I can look at my students and know who's going to make it, like who's going to make it through college. And I'm not saying that I,
oh no,
you know, treat them differently accordingly, but
you're right there in that atmosphere, though. You see them and you know who's got the strength and what their other ones maybe have a weakness in.
Right, right. And for parents, like if your kid is not doing well in a class and they need to talk to the teacher, you don't need to call the teacher. Teach your kid how to advocate for themselves. Teach Ooh. Your student how to talk to the teacher. Like, I didn't go to college and spend $80,000 because I hate kids. I mean, I want them to be successful. And so,
yeah.
Come talk to me. Like, your parent doesn't need to do that. That's a skill kids got to learn.
Well, and Christy, you being a, you know, over 20-year high school teacher, and I'm thinking about this mixed parent, by the way, that's going to be listening to this conversation and sent this in. We're not saying that this parent wasn't not giving their child independence.
No.
We don't know anything more about them other than the question they sent in. But this is something really good to think about, because maybe this is one of those times where the parent should say, okay, first semester, let's have you stay home if that's what you want, but then maybe pushing them down the road, like working on that independence, if that's something they feel like they haven't done enough.
Yeah.
Or do you think, no, go out, push them out of the nest right now for this specific parent?
And I think having them stay home, so I couldn't afford to live at the dorms. I would have loved to do that, but that wasn't financially feasible for me.
Yeah.
So I had to commute, and I wasn't part of the fabric of college. I wasn't part of those groups. I didn't have that.
You kind of felt like you missed out a little bit, because I commuted too.
Oh,
and I was like,
ah,
man.
Oh, yeah.
But then it was Hesse has a car, so let's do something. Oh, sure. Now I'm your buddy.
Right. And so, no, send them the first year.
Get
don't make them
send
stay
them.
Home
send
the
them.
Year.
Christy's
send them the
saying it.
The teacher. High school teacher said, get out of here.
High school teacher Christy, that is your nickname, by the way. And my gosh, if you have time, you need to call in more.
All
because
the time.
We love your straight shooter. Thank you for everything you've said, because there's parents that needed to hear that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.